From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. If someone claiming they're from the Boone County Sheriff's Department calls you, be careful. The department says they have received a number of calls from citizens reporting an individual claiming to be a sheriff's deputy. He tells the person there is a warrant for their arrest that can be resolved by a payment over the phone. Boone County Detective Tom O'Sullivan says that citizens should be aware of how the department operates in order to avoid such scams.
Law enforcement or any other governmental entity does not call people asking for money over the telephone. We do not call people and ask them to go out and buy prepaid debit cards because they have a warrant out for their arrest.
The scammer is able to manipulate caller ID with an actual Boone County Sheriff's Department number and has altered the voicemail greeting too. Citizens receiving such calls should hang up immediately and contact law enforcement. After months of negotiations, the last public hearing is set on the U.S. Department of Justice's settlement with the city of Ferguson. The agreement calls for sweeping changes in the city where 18-year-old Michael Brown was fatally shot by police. The hearing today, where people will get one last chance to weigh in, is not required by law, but was requested by both the Justice Department and Ferguson leaders. A Justice Department investigation separate from the investigation into Brown's death found racial bias and profiling in Ferguson's criminal justice system, prompting the settlement. A proposed state constitutional amendment that would virtually outlaw abortion in Missouri is one step closer to being debated by the full state House. Marshall Griffin has the details.
The so-called Personhood Amendment would grant a constitutional right to life to unborn children, quote, at every stage of development. It also states that the Missouri Constitution does not grant anyone the right to an abortion. It was first approved last week by a House committee, which removed exceptions for rape, incest, or whenever the life of the mother is in danger. A second committee passed it Monday, paving the way for floor debate before the full House. Its biggest obstacle is time, as the 2016 legislative session ends in 3.5 weeks. Opponents say the measure poses a threat to women's health and reproductive rights. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A bill moving through the Missouri Senate would change the state's sentencing guidelines to eliminate the mandatory sentence of life in prison for minors convicted of first-degree murder. Lawmakers yesterday endorsed changing the guidelines to bring them into line with a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that found mandatory life sentences for minors unconstitutional. Bill sponsor Bob Dixon says that ruling left Missouri with no valid laws guiding such punishments. Under the bill, a 16 or 17-year-old could be sentenced to a minimum of 50 years without parole, and somebody 15 years old or younger could face a minimum of 35 years. The bill needs another vote before going to the House. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.